KQED.
At least 17 people have been killed, 190 missing, 2,000 structures burned to the ground. Meanwhile, the smoke from these wildfires burning in Northern California and throughout the state is blanketing communities, even communities far from the flames. KQED's Carrie Feibel explains whose health is at greatest risk.
In the San Francisco Bay Area, airborne smoke particles are swirling across 9 counties. The levels are the highest ever recorded by the Air Management District. The district issued additional alerts Tuesday, and some people with asthma got voicemails like this one.
Stay indoors and keep your windows closed. Use your controller steroid inhalers like Qvar as prescribed.
Dr. Robert Blount is a pulmonologist and researcher at UCSF.
This is really high levels for San Francisco.
He says the most hazardous thing about smoke is those tiny particles, usually bits of soot coated with other chemicals, some of them toxic.
You can't see that. It's the size of a bacteria, actually, a single bacterium.
These ultrafine particles can travel deep into the lungs.
The smallest of those particles can even be freely absorbed into the bloodstream and then circulated throughout the body.
At current levels, almost anybody can experience stinging eyes, an itchy throat, or a headache. But doctors worry most about people with asthma and seniors with heart and lung problems. For those patients, special respiratory masks can help, or leaving the area entirely. Dr. Blount says everyone should stay indoors as much as possible until the smoke clears. For the California Report, I'm Carrie Feibel in San Francisco.